It was a schuss for all those in the Makam Sakan and Eretz Yisrael, including Israel Baruch Ben Penino and Aniyah Shlomo Ben Rastek, who are both currently serving. So we continue now with the concept of brachos. We're on page 214, and he's talking now about the idea that you should never discount a bracha or a curse, no matter the source. It says on the bottom of 214, V'ray la'adam, it's fitting and appropriate for a person, l'shtadol tamid she'yivarchuhu, to always make an effort to get brachos from people. And he should run far away from fighting with people, arguing with people, who might then pronounce a curse on him. That the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara in Megillah, both say that a bracha, even if it's given by an ordinary person, should not be considered insignificant. Similarly, a curse, even if it's given by someone who is nothing special, should also not be discounted. The Gemara there brings a story of Goyim, either they blessed Akilulu or they cursed Megidale Hadar, some of the greatest people in the generation, and the curse came true. And the two examples are Avimelech gave a curse to Sarah as a result of Sarah, and the curse came true amongst Avram's descendants. Similarly, David HaMelech got a bracha from Aravna, the threshing floor of Aravna that he purchased, which was the Makom HaMikdash. He got a bracha. And so you see here, even though these were regular people, but nevertheless, meaning regular people in the sense that they were nothing special in terms of their ruchnias, but still, their brachas were mekoyim. Why? Everything depends on the time. When we talked about this a couple of shiurim ago, about the idea that it really depends on the time and place. There are times in a person's life where things are going well and everything seems to be going well. And there, at those times, which are called opportune times, shas rachamim or es ratzayin. So at those times, a bracha, even a berchas hedyot, could be mekoyim, and vice versa. If you're at a rega, what he calls rega ba'apoy, a time where midas hadin is focusing on you, so at that time, even a klala b'hedud could also be mekuyim. So he says, l'fisha kol holich achareis v'rega, everything depends on the time. Yesh asratzon, yesh rega ba'apoy. There are times where it's opportune, yesh ratzon. There are times where it's midas hadin. V'amru chazal, el mole brachas v'shal zkenos l'nami, if not for the brachas that nami, that the elderly women gave to nami, is katz, the descendants of the house of David would have been lost. So the Medrash tells us that the women, in the older women of Navi, gave a bracha when they saw that Oved was born to Rus. So they gave a bracha that he basically could base, I don't remember who they said, base parrots. I don't remember who they said. But they said that it should be, they gave a bracha. Now, the Medrash says that that bracha was Mekuyim in Navi. We're actually going to get to this in another parak or two, where the Machlis Beis David is almost completely wiped out because Ahaziyahu dies and his mother is the daughter of Achav. Her name was Asalia, and she goes and tries to wipe out all of Malchus Beis David. But they hid Yoyash, the only remaining descendant. They hid him in the Makamam, in the Kodesh Kadashim, so that he would be saved. But the Medrash says that the reason why Malchus Beis David was saved was because of the bracha that the elderly women gave to Nami. So, lachin, therefore, ye kol adam chafetz bebracha. Every person should always desire to get bracha beprat. Lebirkas tamidei chamim and tzadikim yisav Allah. A person should especially desire brachas of tamidei chamim and of tzadikim. Ge mechazer achareha, you should pursue these brachas. Sher brachas and kroy v'liskayim, because they are great people, their brachas are more readily able to come to fruition. Al kapanim yisav bracha meis Hashem. And even should Hashem decide that a person is not to be granted his wish, he'll nevertheless have earned himself a bracha from Hashem. So you still did something good. The fact that you're machshav people who are machshav Hashem, that in and of itself is sort of giving chashivas to God, and therefore that earns you some sort of reward. And somebody who acts this way is included in the category of people who honor Torah and study it. The Talmid Chacham who is approached by people for a bracha should prepare himself to be accommodating, as it says, That someone who's generous should give brachas. He should give a abundance of brachos upon anyone who comes to him. Why does it bother you to help other people out? So if anyone's ever approached with a bracha, it's for a bracha, meaning someone asked you to give them a bracha, you could respond in annoyance, or you could respond willingly. He says, why would you not respond willingly? You have the ability to bring about something good through your brachas. Your friend will benefit. And what does it cost you? A little bit of time? It really doesn't cost you much. Don't be even worried about the time, because it's going to be considered a mitzvah for you as well. So the idea here is that we shouldn't discount brachas, whether it's brachas we're giving to others or whether it's brachas that others are giving to us, even if it's given by someone like the guy who comes and collects tzedakah and gives you a bracha, or the lady who's collecting tzedakah, or anyone that you help out that wants to give you a bracha. Don't discount it. You never know. It might be an ace rot sign. The person themselves might be someone whose brachas are especially powerful. And so therefore, we should never discount it. But Amru b'Zayar, it says in Zayar, he's talking now about the topic, the idea of what text to use when you're giving brachas, an instruction, it's the wrong word, what mahalach to go about giving someone else a bracha. He says, "Vamru b'zayar." The kshadam writes levarich haver. When a person wants to bless his friend, oyliv noi, or your son, mechiyaisi, tzarich levarich b'tchila kadosh baruch hu. First, you have to give a blessing to Hashem. Ve'ilay mevarich tchila kadosh baruch hu. If you don't first bless Hashem, who inon berchan lo iskaimu, then the brachas that you come afterwards are not going to come true. V'chein hoya minag harav mayarik chazak lezechana levracha. He says his Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Chazak, used to be this way. Rabbi Yaakov Chazak was a mekubal who was a Talmud himself of the Ramchal, and so he was the Rav of Padua in the 18th century. And so when he used to give brachas, when someone would approach him to get a bracha, first he would put his hand on the person's head and say, God's name should be blessed, and only afterwards when he blessed that person. Rabbi Yosef Azulai, Zechron Levracha, Sefer Devash, Lefi Ayin Shom. His Sefer Devash, Lefi, look over there, Vechen Aninoi, Levarech Es Banai. He says, I as well, meaning the Peleoids is talking now when he gives a bracha to his son. Vez Kol Mavakesh Brachasi, anyone who wants his blessing. Ani Maniach Yadi Al Roi Shev Omer. First, I put my hand on his head and say, Yisbarach Shemay Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, may God's name be blessed. And then, Vu Barachim of Yishmarcha Mikal Ra, and then in God's mercy, he should protect you from evil things. Yishmar Snafshecha, he should guide your soul, Yisak. Necha be'etza tov melfanav, he should direct you with good etzas. V'siyah shalim b'midois, be complete, whole in midois, u'bedeois, understanding of v'chomine shlemas, all other types of shlemas. V'loi seitzei takala mitachaz yadcha, no mistake should come out of your hand, v'loi shum davar she'enem esukin, nor anything improper, v'loi yiskagel chayv al yadcha, and no evil should ever come to pass through your hands. You should find favor and wisdom in the eyes of Hashem and man. Nothing should ever prevent you from serving Hashem. And then he would end off with, your father and your mother will be happy, and the one who gave birth you will rejoice. And that's how he would give the bracha. We'll stop here. He's going to continue now with the text that he would use when giving his daughter's brachas. But the idea being that don't give a bracha without first recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is really the source of all brachas. And in that way, it's like a skula that your bracha will be mekuyim if you first bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the Lashon is Yisbarach Shemay Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu.